Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Live. Worldwide. Deliverance. With your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next few minutes, Jay will be exploring the unknown,
the strange,
and the supernatural.
Ready or not,
you are about to experience deliverance.
It was in the French-speaking city of Montreal, Quebec, where we held private and public meetings. People traveled in from all over Canada. In fact, one couple drove more than 6 hours to be present. I could easily tell that people were desperate for help. People were there to learn and to be equipped. In our public meeting, there was a dear Haitian woman by the name of Stephanie who attended the meeting at the request of a friend while in the midst of teaching from the scriptures. Demons manifested powerfully through her, with eyes rolling back in her head and her body undergoing terrible convulsions. We began to confront the spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. They were quite violent and angry, for they had been exposed to the light of Jesus. To set the background, allow me to share some of her background. Stephanie's background: numerous family members involved in Freemasonry. Father was a 33rd degree Mason. She was dedicated at birth to Satan. But there was so much more to her background. But the fact was, she was severely demonized. She was dedicated at birth to Satan. But I'm here to tell you, we saw victory on that night in Montreal, Quebec, that French-speaking city of Montreal, Quebec, where Stephanie, though she had been dedicated at birth to Satan, on that very night, Jesus Christ of Nazareth appeared to her, and she was rescued, healed, and delivered. So tonight, I'd like to talk about this fascinating, intriguing case. Somebody who had been dedicated to Satan, but then experienced the transformative, overcoming power of Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus appeared to her, and she had a powerful heavenly experience. That's exactly what I want to discuss tonight on Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next few minutes exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance, my friends. God has bestowed upon this global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have perhaps created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us, taste of his powers, at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real, my friends. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com. Are you needing spiritual intervention and immediate assistance in removing demons and healing for your broken heart? We're available to travel to your location to pray, to minister to you and your family. We have upcoming personal ministry sessions in various cities throughout the world. We'll travel domestically and internationally. Now, there are just a limited amount of sessions available, so please contact us today at 877-483-5519 or simply email us at j@jbartlettmissions.com. That's jay@jbartlettmissions.com. Fascinating night in Montreal, Quebec, sometime back. Again, we ministered to a woman named Stephanie. Numerous family members were involved in Freemasonry. Father was a 33rd degree Mason, the highest degree in Freemasonry. She was dedicated at birth to Satan, suffered from stigmata. Stigmata phenomena. I saw with my very own eyes the stigmata, along with numerous physical afflictions such as bone deformities, sickle cell anemia, heart problems, and so much more. A survivor of horrific abuse within the Masonic Lodge. At 3 years of age, she endured a satanic ceremony in the lodge where the Masons inserted mind-controlling programming that included the forming of three distinct dissociative identities that were named 666. Ancestral voodoo participation involved and included human and animal sacrifices. Stephanie had visited a number of churches and ministries with the hopes of obtaining some spiritual assistance, but to no avail. Sadly, the church is just so ill-equipped in handling the demonized, the mind-programmed, and the dissociative. However, there in Montreal, Quebec, during the exorcism, we encountered more than 12,000 evil spirits, including mind control, spirits named Satan, voodoo, Lilith, Jezebel, and many others. At one point, we encountered a spirit by the name of Saint Joseph, a mind-controlling spirit. There were more than 20 of them. They had brought the following no right to curses in their life, no right to freedom, to succeed, to let go of ghost, to breathe, to recovery, to heal, to provide, to love, to forgive, to surrender, to happiness, to peace of mind, to financial blessings, to persistence. They also mentioned that they were there to confuse, to sabotage, and to attack her liver, her intestines, blood vessels, lungs, hearts, her heart, bones, gallbladder, and so much more. During the exorcism there that night in Quebec, we encountered a legion demon that spoke to me angrily. "We have been here a very long time," he revealed, on her mother and father's side. It was discovered that these legion spirits had been on her mother's side for more than 300 years. And on her father's side, nearly 500 years, the sins of superstition, voodoo ceremonies, white and black magic rituals, a mermaid ceremony, and numerous baby sacrifices opened the door for the ancestors to become demonized. We also discovered something very unusual. that the Legion spirit, this demon named Legion, was holding on to a French-speaking ancestral dissociative identity. That's right, a French-speaking ancestral dissociative identity named Celeste that was born in France in 1912. In 1948, Celeste's body died as a result of being poisoned by an older sister. Undergoing the poisoning obviously caused Celeste's heart to break, thereby allowing an evil spirit to capture the part of her heart. And thus, it's been traveling down through the ancestral bloodline all these generations right into Stephanie. We spoke to Celeste. However, she only could speak French. So a few French ladies in the meeting interpreted for me. Celeste was sent to Jesus Christ for healing. There were other ancestral dissociative identities and even human energetic soul invaders that were within this dear woman. Many of parts of her broken heart surfaced and were supernaturally healed by the power of Jesus Christ. My friends, this was an extraordinary, as you're seeing here tonight, an extraordinary exorcism dealing with soul invaders, ancestral heart parts, powerful demons. But in the midst of this exorcism, we saw the incredible overcoming power of Jesus Christ, the miraculous healing power, the curing power of God. Jesus came out victorious, but it was a battle. And I want to share with you some of the things that happened that night in Montreal, Quebec. It was stunning. It was astounding. It was a supernatural thriller. I'll be right back after this brief intermission to share more about what happened to Stephanie. Yeah, she was dedicated to Satan, but then Jesus appeared. I would encourage you to visit jbartlettmissions.com. Take a look at some of our resources. We have books. We've written nearly 65 publications. And we're offering a few of these on our website at jbartlettmissions.com. There's some new books that we just released. I would encourage you to get a copy. There's a book titled Freedom Fighters, wanting to learn how to get equipped to cast out demons, to heal the sick. Why not become a freedom fighter today? There's another publication we just released titled Chronicle of Miracles, a supernatural thriller that will draw you close to the miracle worker King Jesus. Another fascinating book that we just released titled I Am Saved from My Enemies. Chilling, intense, daring, real life examples of escaping death. It's a transformative read. It'll keep you up all night, inspired and strengthened. Then the last book I just want to briefly share is a book titled Allow Me to Introduce You to the Defeated Devil. The devil's a real supernatural, nefarious creature, but he's been defeated by the cross of Jesus Christ. I would encourage you today to go to jbartlettmissions.com, browse the resources that we have. Order your copy and watch your life be transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. Welcome back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. We're discussing a very unusual case I came across in Montreal, Quebec. A young woman who originally from the island nation of Haiti, which, by the way, was dedicated to the devil many centuries ago. And this woman came to one of our meetings in Montreal, Quebec, and manifested powerful evil spirits. And we then ended up ministering to her for many, many hours. During the exorcism, it was also revealed that there were many Illuminati spirits, numbering more than 500 within her, that were present, waiting to be activated by the powers of the Antichrist at some determined time and date. I want to talk more about that in a moment. But as I battled these evil spirits, including these spirits called the Illuminati, and something that a common occurrence that happens in our meetings is the ministry of God's holy angels. And on that night, they assisted us. In fact, at one point, I needed to move Stephanie from a very uncomfortable chair she was sitting on to a comfortable sofa that was in this small meeting area. Though she was in a demonic trance, I commanded the angels of the Lord to pick her up and to sit her down on the sofa. Those in the meeting were simply stunned to see the angels of God supernaturally lift this lady up off the chair without human aid and place her in the sofa as directed. The angels did so much more. They warred against the demonic spirits and restricted them. They assisted me and they gave glory to Jesus Christ. And like I mentioned, during the exorcism, it was revealed there were many Illuminati spirits, numbering more than 500, within her that were present, waiting to be activated by the powers of the Antichrist at some determined time and date. I believe in our modern day, right now, I'm not talking about something that happened years ago or decades ago. I'm speaking about right at this very moment, especially as we are seeing here in North America, especially in the country of the United States. We're seeing mass numbers of people being activated. Is this a coincidence? Activated to bring anarchy, chaos, violence, hate, anger, brutality, nefarious behavior that would include the burning of Bibles, the physical assaulting, the physical attacks on assaults on innocent bystanders, the targeting of the church, the targeting of the body of Christ, the targeting of the Jews in our nation. I believe these evil individuals, they're carrying out these nefarious acts, are being activated by the powers of the Antichrist. It's already taking place. And this woman, Stephanie, had these kinds of spirits. Call what the scripture says, what the writers of scripture tell us. Evil conspires against the righteous. There is a global conspiracy of evil groups under the umbrella of the Illuminati. These elites refer to themselves as the enlightened ones. Their purpose? Well, world domination, control in every sector of life. Again, this almost obsession with the wearing of masks. Yes, I understand that In certain situations and environments, the mask is needed in our day. I understand that. But there is a desire for the world system to promote the usage of masks There is a spiritual force behind it, my friends. It's about mind control. It's about muzzling the body of Christ, keeping you quiet, keeping you silent as they carry out their evil work. It's about world domination, to even keep you quiet, even with your voice. This is the aim of Satan, to dominate and control souls in every sphere of life. My friends, we are in war with powerful global forces. But be of good cheer. And that's despite what may be taking place. Be of good cheer. Jesus is Lord. The enemies will do what they do. However, this does not change the fact that they've been utterly defeated and will all end up in the lake of fire forevermore. So, for hours, we dismantled trigger words, destroyed Illuminati mind programming, and drove out voodoo, mind-controlling soul invaders. We encountered and ministered to many dissociative identities ranging from 2 to 36 years of age. They were all healed, and experienced the love of Jesus Christ. Stephanie even testified of even seeing the risen Savior. In fact, I have her video, her testimonial on our YouTube channel at jbartlettmissions.com. A moment to look at it. In the end, the evil spirits were battled in a very fierce manner. Jesus and his angelic army fought back and defeated the powers of evil. All of these, more than 12,000 demonic spirits, were driven out and sent to the abyss in Jesus' name. And my friends, there were others that were set free in that meeting. But just to see Stephanie, who had been dedicated to Satan, to now being able to see the resurrected Lord is astounding. And perhaps you're listening and you want to experience that. Perhaps you have been dedicated to the powers of witchcraft, the powers of darkness, the powers of Satan. I'm here to tell you there is a greater force. There is a greater power, and that power is Jesus Christ. Jesus. And if you turn your life over to him, he will save you. And remember these words from Jesus Christ, Revelation 22, verse 12. Behold, Jesus says, I am coming quickly. We believe the second coming of Jesus Christ. He is coming back quickly. Are you prepared to meet him? He says, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Jesus is victorious. He's coming back. And he's going to reign forevermore. Perhaps you're wanting to know this Jesus, the one who shed his blood, who paid the penalty via his atoning death, shedding his blood, dying on your behalf, taking the punishment. Instead of you taking the punishment, though we deserve to be punished, he took the punishment so we can have everlasting eternal life with him. But you must repent. You must repent, Jesus says, or you will likewise perish. You need to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You need to break the ancestral generational evil that has been passed down into your blood. Let's begin the salvation. It begins the salvation, does it not? You need to get saved. You need to get into the kingdom of heaven. And the only door is Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to God except through me. You want to be saved? I want you to declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Say it. Jesus is Lord. Please forgive me. Cleanse me from my sins. I repent and renounce the devil. And I commit to following Jesus for the rest of my life. Fill me, God, with your love, your joy, your peace, your power, your presence. Fill me, Lord, with you, Jesus. I surrender all in Jesus' name. If you just pray with me, let me know at j@jbartlandmissions.com. After going through that salvation prayer, committing your life to Jesus Christ, I would highly recommend a deliverance. And we can help you in that process. And perhaps as I'm speaking about these spiritual truths, these spiritual keys, things are being activated. While in the authority of Jesus Christ, by the power of his blood, by the power of his resurrection, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is risen from the dead. I come against the spirits of Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, spirits of Leviathan, mind control, Illuminati of the Antichrist. You are bound in the authority of Jesus Christ. Death, that includes you. Death, I bind you up to in Jesus' name. Sickness, infirmity, Jezebel. You are bound in the authority of Jesus Christ. You too, witchcraft, voodoo, black magic, idolatry, bound in the authority of Jesus Christ. And I command you, evil spirits, to come up out of that stomach. Come on, quickly. Go. Come up out of the chest and out into the abyss right now in Jesus' name. Come out quickly. Leave. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. Go quickly. Never come back again. Holy Spirit, fill them. Each and every one that's listening to this global podcast, fill them with your love, your peace, your presence. You're not dedicated to Satan, but to Jesus Christ. And don't be surprised if Jesus, in a very tangible way, visits with you. Even today, put your hand upon your heart. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for each and everyone that's listening to this podcast who's received a measure of freedom and healing and deliverance. Jesus, heal their hearts. Heal their hearts and take those shattered soul parts into your presence. And I dedicate each and every one that's listening to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And Satan, you are defeated by the blood of the Lamb. I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a production of the Good News Podcasting Network, based in sunny Southern California. Feel free to contact for more information on the Deliverance Podcast at jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.